So that you understand now why we say don't make us look stupid.
Okay, way to bring us back home. Yeah, I do see how it can make you look stupid.
Isn't
that always up to the woman to switch? They keep switching the goal line on what makes them
keep
look
moving
stupid.
It.
Yeah,
I'm like, how is it switching?
Because your man could be a bad dresser. That's making you look stupid. He could cheat on you.
That makes you look stupid.
But see, him being a bad dresser can always be changed. It could be like, all right, like that's just his style. That's just who he is. And it's not a bad thing. You know, you like to wear this color with this color. You like to wear polka dots with stripes. Hey, that's up to you. That's what makes you comfortable. But when you are like, you know, y'all are not on the same page in a relationship. Welcome back to Relationship Status. It's your girl, Nick Cruz.
CL Butler.
And your boy, Yusuf in the building. And remember, you can find us on all podcast platforms. Remember to like, share, follow, and 5-star rate. And if you want to join the conversation, email us, relstatpodcast@gmail.com. And we are back after a
brief hiatus.
Season five.
Season five.
Season five? Okay.
Yeah, we are now.
Okay.
Is this year five?
I don't know.
No, it shouldn't be year five, but you know how the seasons go.
Yeah, you just stepped on whatever Nick was doing.
I followed you,
Nick. You just really, literally, season five. It's kind of like when all the kids come back and they're grown up, the voices are deeper, they're not as cute and adorable anymore.
I mean, I'm still cute and adorable. Okay. I don't know about y'all.
Not me.
Growth has happened.
Yeah, things have happened. Things have been happening.
We took a slight break, and now we're back with you guys. And Asiel, how's everything been?
Good. I mean, you have a lady here first. I don't know why you continue
ladies
to do that.
I'm sorry.
I mean, sorry. What you sorry for?
Things don't change.
Disregarding women?
Oh.
Disregarding women.
Still not watching the WNBA?
You don't?
No, he doesn't. He don't support women?
Don't.
I am shocked.
He doesn't.
You of all people, I would have thought.
Yeah.
I watch the WNBA.
Why not?
I'm not against it.
He don't support it.
I'm not against supporting it. I have to do a better job of watching it. That is a fact. I do have to do a better job of watching it.
We know that, but I am very shocked at you.
Yeah. He barely watched regular basketball. But it's a whole nother issue.
See,
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, how's everything going with you?
Yeah, running behind these kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat, are you?
Yeah, like I've
They're
kind of
grown now, Neat. They're not.
No, they're not. Like, listen. Oh, God.
Because, like, the older they get, the more stuff they get involved in.
Yes. My oldest, like, I feel like she just throws something in the air and be like, boom, I'm doing that this week.
Meaning what now?
Well,
like new hobbies, new interest?
No, sports. Like we just finished soccer in May.
Okay.
June was a break. And now we had to go into band camp the whole month of.
Well, you had a whole month off, Nick.
Yeah, like that's what I was trying to enjoy that month. And before, you know, it just felt like it flew by.
Are you actually going to band with her?
No, but I got to pick her up.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Hey, by 10th grade, I would thought you'd been used to this.
And
now picking up.
And they have to have this particular type of water bottle. I mean, well, she wants this particular type of water bottle.
Yes, exactly.
exactly. They have to have these type of shorts.
Okay.
White t-shirts, and which it's not
a
expensive.
Uniform. That's crazy. That's what? Crazy on a band.
But it's like making sure it's washed and clean.
Okay.
And just getting her to her locations, doing this, make sure her instrument is working. She fell this year and got a concussion.
She got a concussion. How'd she fall?
They were playing Red Rover, and she ran through the people's arms and. She fell on one of the people and they dropped her.
She jumped?
No, she ran through. And one of the people like kind of caught her like in his arm and he let her go. And she was like tipping over and she fell and hit the hard ground.
Red Rover is where you got to run across and then bust through the hand.
Yeah.
And bust through the interlocked arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she blacked out, and you know, everybody was scared.
What you probably should have told her is that it's a cool game, and then if you think it's cool, she won't do it.
She don't care.
Yeah, she won't do it.
She's not that type of show. She seemed competitive, and she was like, yeah, I can do this.
Okay.
So, like, yeah. And then she starts wrestling.
All right. She's gonna wrestle?
Yeah, she's going to do wrestling.
All right. Girls wrestling, boys volleyball. It's wild out here.
And a lot of schools have boys. A lot of them have boys volleyball.
Yeah, we got Wilson has one.
I'm protesting against that personally.
You're protesting?
I don't know. I just don't think you need boys volleyball.
I've watched
boys don't participate in enough sports already.
Volleyball is very interesting. It's a competitive sport. I like it when I watch it, when I see it on TV. I don't go looking for it though.
You don't go just if it happens.
I've seen Michigan play girls volleyball. Michigan, some other state. I wouldn't say Washington, but like they seem pretty good.
I'm pretty sure they all have teams.
I'm not sure if all of them have teams.
I mean, you went for the college, or are you going for the state?
Oh, college. Michigan State. It was Michigan State.
Okay. So you combined it, Michigan State, not Michigan.
Yeah,
and you know they have real beef.
Yeah, and they were playing each other when I first watched it.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, but I was trying to think of another name instead of just Michigan. But, yeah.
South Carolina, we kind of like right here.
They have a volleyball team?
Yeah, and actually really good, too.
Really?
I don't know about really good, but
they do well in the conference.
I definitely don't
watch their boys.
You watch that,
boys.
But WNBA is not your thing.
I don't watch it. It comes up on the timeline of stuff, that social media stuff that comes up.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I do love to get into that and watch that. I want one of my daughters to play that, but they like, no.
What, volleyball?
It could be a little challenging for them.
Listen.
They're not the tallest. It need to be
you're
a little
right,
taller.
You're right. Well, taller. I mean, my oldest is taller. She's taller than me.
She's 5'1".
No, she's like 5'2", 5'3".
Okay. Big girl.
Yeah, don't call her that. She's very self-conscious.
About what?
About like her height, her weight, all of that. That age.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're not the big gal.
Don't do that.
Yeah, just a girl.
But like the little one, she's I know. Okay. I'm
so
big.
The little one's wrestling?
The little one's wrestling.
Okay.
As of right now, she says she'll do it.
That's different.
And then going into soccer. So.
Okay.
And soccer is like practice Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, game on Tuesday, game on Thursday, practice on Friday.
It's kind of what people do when they play a sport.
Saturday is the only day off.
Well, they can go out there and suck then. It's up to y'all. Yes. You want to suck?
Which is,
you want to be decent.
Which is true.
And then that comes into his challenges because she broke a tooth out there. It's just a lot.
Now you better check your insurance because you got a lot going on.
It's just a lot. It's a lot.
So nothing with you? No?
No.
Okay. I want to give you a shout. I want to give you some props and a shout out.
For what would I do?
Okay.
Last week, I had the opportunity to catch you on the Tangy T Show.
Oh,
but you did a wonderful job.
She talking about on that? What she do a wonderful job with?
They had their own topic.
Yeah, they had an advice letter, and it was a lady who y'all were talking about.
You talking about the week prior?
Yeah,
okay.
The week prior. Not the one. I didn't see the one from this Tuesday. The one where you and Veronica kind of had a disagreement, and the guys kind of sat out of it. They was like, hey. Gosh,
Neek disagree? That's wild. No, Neek.
No, but her points were valid. I'm just trying to.
It was about like a fiance was upset about the relationship.
That's right. That
her future husband had with his baby mama. And not inappropriate. To me, it wasn't inappropriate. It was more on the lines of she doesn't want her walking the kids to the door. Like, it's petty.
Well, I mean, you can want what you want.
Yeah, and like they don't have a bad relationship. She just feels like the girl doesn't like her. And it's like, well, it sounds like a her problem.
And then Neek made the statement because they were making some interjections about things that weren't in the letter. And Neek was like, but that's not in the letter.
Yeah.
According to the letter, it's the issue is this.
What?
That's crazy, Neek.
It wasn't in the letter.
That's what I said.
That's crazy.
Yo, and that's what I said.
Neek. Okay.
You know, growth.
Yes.
It's all about growth. Yeah. You know,
Neek was like, y'all are making some assumptions, but it's not in the letter.
It wasn't.
And so.
CL taught me that. Look at things from a bird's eye view. Yeah, look at the bigger picture. Look at things logically.
Okay. But you were on. You were on that. You were on. I really enjoyed you on the show.
Shouts out to the Tangy Tea of Life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Veronica, Fatine, and...
Victor.
Yeah.
Okay, big shouts to them.
Big shouts out to them. Yes.
Since Youssef, we're catching up with you. Anything major developments going on with you or?
Nah, just some work and this mental health. And the young one broke, speaking of injuries, the young one broke his arm.
How'd you see that?
His mom posted it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's crazy. All right. Did she get his permission?
Did she get Amir's permission to post it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure she did.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure she did.
I'm not sure she did.
Yeah, because like
tell Amir I knew a lawyer.
You called me about my daughter because he had just walked in before, like right after we left. Mm-hmm. I was like, now and I go on. I'm strolling on Facebook and I see, he didn't tell me this.
Yeah.
but the funny thing is, like as you scrolled, I found out when it happened, but I didn't. You know, I was kind of, it was after the situation with your daughter.
Oh, okay.
And then as you scroll through, it's like, not when I found out, but it's kind of, everything's happening at the same time. And I didn't even see the photo until like the next day after it was posted.
Oh, okay.
But he's a little upset.
He looked mad. He don't look like he was hurt. Nah, looked like he was pissed off.
They was playing, imaginary basketball and Edison fouled him, he said. He said, "Dad, isn't it a flagrant foul if you get pushed?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." But it was a blessing in disguise, so to speak, because apparently there was something sitting in that spot that they had to when he hit. That's what made it kind of weak. So they were able to alleviate it. So you know, it was good to happen because they were able to catch it. So. That was actually, you know, a blessing in disguise. But other than that, it's been a pretty cool summer. Ready to get back to work.
Yeah, you got a new position too.
Yeah, yeah, amazing position. So I'm enjoying that and really enjoying where I'm at right now.
Yeah, welcome to being a tiger.
Yeah.
Officially,
I was there last year. So
no, welcome to officially being a tiger. You can't just say, "Oh, I just work here." Yeah, you are officially a tiger now.
Okay,
I got it. What about you, Sierra?
What about you?
Chilling.
That's chilling. It. That's all. No mega churches. No books. No mixtape.
There's not a lot of stuff, but I'd be showing off. So I don't.
You about to show off?
No.
Sometimes you gotta pop out.
No, sometimes you do. Sometimes you do have to pop out. But no, sometimes you got to stay low too. Keep firing. Oh. But no, nothing new. Just regular, same old, same old.
Okay.
Yeah, just trying to be more proficient at what's going on.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. So classy.
Yeah.
So sophisticated.
Yeah. So we've been away.
All right.
Yeah. A lot's going on.
A lot's happened.
In the relationship space.
What you got?
What you mean, what I got?
Yeah, because you came out, lots happening in a relationship.
Lots happening. I'm just saying in general. There's been a lot of twists and changes in the world since we've been away.
Yeah, there has been.
Be nice if we would have prepped and had a list of things, but we don't.
So, I mean, you threw it out there. I was trying to pick up what you were putting down.
I was hoping you would jump right in there, but, I mean, we've seen some rise of some people and some fall of some others, and, you know, it's just life.
Okay.
But today we're going to talk about growth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Growing in a relationship.
Is that possible? Number one.
Yeah, I think everybody grows in a relationship.
Isn't it the thing where as you go through the relationship, shouldn't there be some growth to you as an individual as well as a couple?
Not if you don't grow personally.
That's true.
So if you don't grow personally, but there's no growth in the relationship.
This is true, but I feel like that's more when you're with the wrong person.
What you mean?
When you're with the wrong person, it's hard for you to grow, kind of stunts your growth.
So a man has to date you and help you grow?
A woman has to date you and help you grow.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. If a person's not helping you, if you're not helping each other, why
assist,
are you in a relationship?
She don't have to help.
Isn't the personal growth on the person?
Well, it depends. Now, personal growth...
Mm-hmm.
I think has to be for yourself first.
But it's environmental based.
Okay, well, maybe your partner will help you understand that you need to grow in this area. And then you have to grow in that area. Yeah, because some growth is for the relationship, and not for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that you, through you growing individually mm-hmm. and changing the things within you, it helps the other person, because it helps the other person to kind of usher or help with that growth person. I was trying to think of another word other than growth, but the maturation of the person within the relationship. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your partner sees things that you do that you don't even recognize that you do.
Well, yes.
Or that you might not even be self-aware that you
are. Well, I mean, something.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Like, sometimes a person doesn't know that they're a-hole until somebody tells them. And, like, they can hear it from different people, but it could be in certain situations that person is telling them that. So it's like, of course I'm being an a-hole because you're doing X, Y, Z. But when someone that, like, you care about and you're dealing with day in and day out and, like, hey, you really are an a-hole, it kind of makes you step back, like, hold up, am I?
Well, you got to speak one language. What's an a-hole?
An asshole.
Oh, an a-hole.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I thought you were saying something like in Spanish. I was like, no. What is he talking about?
I don't.
I didn't know. Fault. Yes, you could be that. I thought it was something else. I thought y'all was tapping into y'all Spanish. I was like, I'm not even gonna pretend I know. Yeah. I'm just gonna say.
No, you were sitting over there nodding like,
"Ayo, ayo,
like sometimes we tell you you're an a-ho.
Yeah, but sometimes it's unmerited. You're just being defensive. That's all. That's all that is. I don't take that personally.
Go ahead.
Now I could be misjudged there.
Yeah,
because I really be trying to understand before I go. Because once I hit the switch is on now. We got to deal with. So I really want to know. So if somebody's.
See, but to that point, CL, I think if the person that you're speaking to mm-hmm. understands you as the person you are.
Nobody understands nobody.
But can't take things personal. You can't, like, just because he may ask a question the way he asks a question, that's not for you to take it personally. Like, oh, he's asking me questions. Or why is he asking me like this? Like, just answer the questions. Or if you're not sure why, ask.
Okay, but you just called me an a-hole.
Because no, you are an a-hole.
That's what I'm saying. You called me an a-hole, but it's only because I ask questions.
It's not because you ask questions.
But I don't perceive you to be that. It's like, I don't perceive CL to be an a-hole.
Oh, you're a huge one, too.
Oh, maybe it's just you. Okay. Maybe.
It's like two different levels of it, but definitely.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, that's just.
Like, you have a lot of sarcasm. Like, you're very. You're not. Like, he's petty. Like, if you piss him off, he's going to be very petty with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get pissed off. You use your sarcasm to make, like, you can make somebody feel stupid.
I don't mind. I have no intention of making somebody feel stupid, but I want you to realize what you just said.
like, you know, listen to yourself.
Yeah, you're going to shoot everybody in here.
Like, there's
you literally don't even have a gun right now. Like, but you're going to shoot everybody. Okay. All right, cool. If you're going to shoot, bang, bang. You know? we're going. And since you threaten us, we're going to let you leave and go get the gun?
No.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. Oh, God.
But okay. Well, sometimes you don't know. And then sometimes in the confines of a relationship,
mm-hmm.
I think some decisions have to be made for the relationship. I don't know if that's personal growth. That just makes it easier to get along with that person.
Well, I mean, I still think it's personal growth because you have to grow. Like, you can't just change just for that moment, for that relationship.
No, you have to change.
You have to change completely.
But it needs to be more for you.
Yeah, it has to be more personal than anything. So hearing somebody that you spent a lot, that is actually experiencing you on all levels, not just friendship or not just business, they actually see you behind the scenes and they're telling you, like, hey, you're coming off as this.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like, okay, you know what? Let me sit back, reevaluate, make some changes somewhere, and then go back out and handle my friends this way, handle work this way, and see how it works. So, like, sometimes it takes that person that you're in a relationship with, or even sometimes it takes your kids to tell you.
Your kids can tell you?
Yeah. Okay. How you come off to them. Okay. Because they are also experiencing a different...
Experiencing you.
Yeah. They're experiencing you in a different way. So, it's kind of like, yeah.
Well, I'm seeing something here.
What?
I think maybe you have had that done to you. Have your girls had to sit you down and have an intervention and say, hey, mom,
I have meetings with my kids.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I sit down, I have meetings with them individually, mm-hmm. and ask them, like, how am I doing?
Okay.
Where are you at? How do you feel? Instead of both of them being in the room and them going bickering back and forth. Like, I give them that space. So, yeah.
Okay.
They've told me.
So, do you think that people confuse personal growth with change?
Personal growth should lead to change.
Right? It should lead to change. But, you know, some people are reluctant to change. So if somebody says, hey, you know, if your spouse or significant other comes to you and says, hey, I see this is an issue that you have, and I think we need to work through changing this. Mm-hmm. That would be personal growth for them as an individual, but they may see it as a negative and be like, this person's trying to change me.
Yeah, because I've heard that before. Personally,
people should change you.
But some people feel like...
Are reluctant to change.
Yeah. Like, if you call somebody stubborn and be like, well, I've been like this for 40 plus years.
Yeah,
nobody else complained. Yeah. Nobody else said anything. It hasn't hurt anything. So, you know, then, you know, even though other people...
But you're on your 50th relationship.
Yeah. But, like, even though other people have told you you're stubborn, they, like, you haven't necessarily had any bad consequences from you being stubborn.
So why do y'all give y'all partners such a hard time with that when they're just trying to express themselves?
What are you talking about?
I'm asking y'all a question.
Because, like, I ain't never been told I was stubborn.
I just asked y'all a question. Like, why? Why would y'all do that?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
No, I don't. If that man...
Because we're reluctant to listen to our partner sometimes.
No, this is... I can't not listen to somebody I'm willing to lay next to.
No, yes, you can.
No,
and
I can't.
You probably have.
It's probably going to be a bad relationship, but you can do it.
No, like, if I'm willing to close my eyes next to you and trust you on that level, why wouldn't I listen to you?
That ain't true, Nate.
Not for everybody, but for me.
But I do know people who are in physical relationships with people,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know nothing about each other.
And, like, why be in a relationship?
I mean, I don't think it's healthy either, but it does happen a lot. Or you find out this about a person, like, wow. Or I'm actually listening to an interesting podcast called Betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's about these women, mostly Caucasian, all Caucasian. Like, their husbands, like, one of them was, like, producing kiddie porn. One was, like, a killer.
Well, a part of it is, like, some women feel like as long as you create a space for me to be comfortable, I don't care who you are.
See, women don't care about men.
No, but a little bit of like that. Like,
what?
You creating...
One man was gay. He was just...
And what was the color of these women?
They were all Caucasian. Exactly. It has nothing to do with the story.
I don't think it has anything, because I think a lot of people end up in relationships, and because they don't take mm-hmm. time to know the other person fully,
mm-hmm.
there are these holes and gaps where other things do come into play, where, like, I don't know, how is he having so much time on his hands away from you that he's producing kiddie porn?
Because he has provided her with a lifestyle that she doesn't dig into his business.
She's able to go to brunch.
For you not to listen to the podcast, I think mm-hmm. you summed it up right there. There's a gap or space
mm-hmm.
that she knows nothing about.
Yeah.
Because he provided a particular lifestyle for her.
I think lifestyle helped. Because one guy was a doctor.
Yeah, see?
He was a doctor. Nate, I'll make you 1,000% right now, Nate.
He makes it a little bit more comfortable. Not saying that she doesn't have to work at all, but, like...
I mean, she worked, but it was a comfortable living situation.
You're not so like, oh, where is he going? What's he doing?
Yeah, and she had two step kids. She had two kids of her own that he took in, and
mm-hmm. was
a younger guy, and... Financially, I think he made their life better.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you think the distraction of what you really want makes you not know what the person needs, because.
Yeah. But I also feel like people lie to themselves in relationships. Not even just like in relationships, just in general in life.
So you have to lie to yourself a little bit to live in this world.
But I believe people lie to themselves to keep from really believing what is reality. If that make like that.
Well, you create your own reality sometimes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You create your own reality. Yeah. Like I have a friend that her boyfriend had a baby on her.
Okay. Tell now, us more. I'm pretty sure he had a reason.
Now, I will say, like, she believes, like, oh, no, he got drunk and his baby mom. Now, he had a baby with a woman that he already had two kids with.
Okay, so he's familiar?
Yes.
Okay.
So I explained to her, like, they've been dealing with each other.
Whoa, Nick, whoa.
Listen, but, yeah,
that was not in the letter.
No. listen. But she's just like, she has in her head that no matter what no matter what the girl told her, no matter what anybody else told her, she has in her head, not even what he told her, she has in her head that he was drunk and he slipped up and had intercourse. He didn't even have intercourse. She took advantage of him. Like, that's what she believes.
Okay.
Now, you go back into the story, like, you know, you dig a little deeper, you find out that the baby mom was living with them.
Before?
Yes.
Okay. And maybe they just weren't done with each other yet. Like,
that's how I
done.
Feel. That, okay. That's where I believe. That's why okay. I explained to her. And because the baby mom actually accused me of talking. Yeah.
Neek? No.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa. No, my friend. He's with my friend. And she's okay. Like, no, I think I saw him with a girl. It looks like you. No, you didn't. So, like, even all of that, like, but again, my friend in lying to herself, like, no. And she'll tell you, like, she does lie to herself because when she really likes somebody, she doesn't want to see the red flags.
Okay. Okay. Well, that don't have nothing to do with him.
No, and yeah.
I mean, though, he doesn't, because, you shouldn't cheat.
I mean, like, no, you shouldn't cheat, but there is, like, a whole bunch of other red flags. But he actually left her. In sitting down and you see this person is the way they are, because even in certain arguments that they had, it was because she was lying to herself about the situation. She was lying to herself about how things were with them, not just with them, but just in life. And mm-hmm. That's a lot of things that they would argue about. Things with her child, things with her job, things mm-hmm. with her parents. Like, he would have to tell her, like, hey, no, it's, you know, it shouldn't be this way. You should be doing this. And she's like, no, it's just going to be, yeah, it's going to be like X, Y, Z.
Did she forgive him?
I don't really know if, because this is like years ago.
Mm-hmm. Many, many years ago.
Yeah, many years ago.
Many friends ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody recent.
Nobody recent. Nobody. Yeah, nobody recent. Yeah. But he actually left her.
Good for that king.
But isn't a part of that something that we referenced earlier, just self-awareness?
Yeah.
And just kind of being able to...
Well, what like was the problem?
Well, she said that she lied to herself. Rather than
seeing... Oh, you're talking about the woman. Okay.
Yeah, the woman, not okay. The guy.
Not saying he doesn't have any problems.
Yeah, he did some stuff to herself.
Yeah.
But like for her, there's so many things to identify as, this is a red flag. This is not good.
Because like you said when... She's likes someone like that.
Yeah.
She ignores the red flags. So she has to be aware enough of herself in those moments to say, hey, look, you know, I see these red flags and normally I bypass this and this is what happens. So maybe mm-hmm. I need to take heed to, I need to make some personal growth in myself.
Yeah, I need to start being more.
To start being more careful about bypassing these red flags, depending on the red flag, depending on the type of red flags, because I don't think all are equal.
Explain it.
I don't think all red flags are equal.
Why?
Okay.
I think we determine what our red flags are, correct?
No.
So, okay. We don't determine what our red flags are.
Red flags are red.
No,
red.
No. What I mean by that is through our experience,
mm-hmm.
it causes us to have red flags. So until we experience something, so for example, if, you know, something minute, like a guy who turned his phone down was cheating. So he always has his phone face down. Right. That's to that person when they found out that the person was cheating, they found out via their phone somehow being up or whatever. Well, the next person they get into a relationship with, this person just, it's nothing to it. It's just a habit of them putting their phone face down. To that, to you, that may be a red flag because mm-hmm. you went through this process with somebody who turned their phone down. So now you're looking at this as that's a red flag. So
you mean well, that's more as an insecurity versus a red flag.
You think so?
I would, yes, I would agree. Or an imaginary. Insecurities are imaginary red flags.
But that's what I'm, well, I guess then that's what I'm saying then.
Yeah, because that's
so like, probably a better way of saying red flags.
I just think, yeah, we've convoluted what red flags are. And everything ain't a red flag.
See, and that's what, and I think that's the point I'm trying to get to. That's the point I'm trying to get to. Like everything, like,
it's not a red flag.
It became so social media driven that everybody is now coming up with their own red flags where it should be.
Because they're projecting.
Where it should be all, like, these are, this is the, because your non-negotiables may change. That may vary from person to person.
Keep gaslighting me.
But the red flags are just red flags, as y'all are saying, as y'all are pretty much explaining on that.
Yeah. Yeah, because that is a insecurity. Like, if, you know, somebody puts their phone face down, that could just be common. Like, how they, you know, or they don't want you in their business.
First of all, it's my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just making the
I don't understand that. And I've had...
It really is.
I've had to have those type conversations before, but I don't understand that at all.
Because I just think the person, which makes sense to it being an insecurity, the person feels the need to have to know what's going on at a particular time.
I remember dealing
with somebody and I just... My phone was down and it rang and the name popped up. Well, who's that?
Like, who they are?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What I mean?
Yeah,
that's what you would ask. What
no,
you
no,
mean?
I wouldn't.
No, he's asking me.
I'm asking you, what is that?
No, I was saying, like, I think the people just sometimes want to know what's going on.
If they see a woman's name, they're like, oh, who's
they just
that?
Want to know what's going on.
I haven't even picked up the phone yet.
Exactly. Be like, so that's who they are. I don't know what they want, but and I don't like don't ask.
And
me
that doesn't mean
like
you
that.
Talk to this person. No. Somebody could you haven't talked to this person in years and they just decide to call.
Yeah.
So how did you respond?
My response was I actually explained
shaking in your boots.
I actually explained to
shaking in your boots.
I said it's a friend of mine, I'll call him back.
No, you answer.
Why did the person have to answer?
Because you don't know what that person wants.
We were in the middle of watching a movie. I was not about to answer the phone.
Oh, okay. That's different. But if you're like, I can only speak for me. I don't mind people answering the phone because I feel like, you know, you don't know what's happening. You don't know what's wrong. You don't know why someone is reaching out to you. They could be reaching out to you as a third party for someone else to reach you for a more important matter.
Well, what I can say is, like, parents of my kids, my kids, business like those, I'll pick up on them. People like close circle, pick it up on them because I don't know what's going on. Somebody could be calling me from a friend's phone to let me know something's going on. That I'll do. Yeah, but people that are like,
yeah, you got too much going
just
on.
Just miscellaneous, just.
No, you got too much going on.
What you mean?
You need a second phone.
Yeah, why would a person even question that?
No,
I find that to be very disrespectful.
Some people don't even trust, like, you know, coaches, they be like, oh, I think you're, you know, you talk too much to this parent or something like that. Like, that's an insecurity. Like,
well, I mean, let's say that does happen, but that doesn't mean somebody's doing something.
No, we never said anybody was doing anything.
So what would be the insecurity?
But that's the insecurity. She's saying that's the insecurity.
Feeling
the
like
person
you
is
are.
The person is. Yeah. That's the insecurity.
Feeling. Yeah. Oh, I know who you're talking. I know where we're at.
I believe I can fly. Like,
I know where we're at.
That's
just
away.
A projection of, you know, what they have experiencing.
So how do you handle that? Because that person needs to grow. So how do you handle that situation without it being
becoming
blowing
something.
Up? Or
when it comes to insecurities, I don't think you can help someone grow out of insecurities. I don't think it's a helpful thing. I think the best thing you could do is to leave.
No, I think
Jesus Christ.
But I would say
for the woman or the man.
For both.
Immediately?
Yeah, leave.
We're not gonna work through this. We're not gonna try to
figure out. You can't fix somebody's trauma.
No, but I think if you have
that's not trauma. Everything ain't trauma.
Everything ain't trauma. But I think that if you have
it was a traumatic
okay, traumatic and trauma are
two different things.
For them. So now they put that on everybody. They have to want to change that.
Well, first of all, that means you're neglecting who I am. because whatever happened to you in the past is mm-hmm. stronger than what I'm presenting to you right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So I need to move on to you go see that lady. Go ahead.
I need to move on. I would say if you have the patience enough to mm-hmm. work through the person and their insecurity.
What do you mean patience? What kind of words are we using here? what do you mean patience?
Like, because some people don't have the patience to discuss or
then
talk to a person
about
their
how they
going to
be in a relationship with anybody? Ever.
Maybe the word patience isn't.
Well, I mean, Nick just said you, if this, if you, if.
But that was wild. At least.
That was it. Like,
that was wild to me. We're
going to blow this whole relationship up. I'm out of here.
I'm like, out.
Poof.
Yeah, like, you gone.
Yeah, like.
You're gone, buddy.
Well, I'll say with certain insecurities, it's hard to move past those insecurities. Like, you clocking everywhere I'm at. You asking me about everywhere I'm going.
But can't you stop that?
I mean, I could not answer, but I can't stop that person from asking me.
Yes, I can.
And I can tell them, well, don't ask me. Now they have all these things going on in their head.
Well, you can't say it like that. Don't ask me. I think you should at least, from man to woman, before you tell a woman just point blank, don't ask me that, you mm-hmm. need to explain it multiple times. It's going to probably take a minimum of...
And they're going to think you're lying.
Seven?
No, it's going to take a minimum of 122 hours. But after that, after 122, you're good.
No,
Just because you feel like I'm lying, I'm not going to behave like I'm a liar.
No, I'm going to behave how I'm usually behaving.
Even if you think I'm lying, yeah. I'm okay with you thinking I'm lying. If I know I'm not lying, I'm okay with that.
And that's what I'm okay with leaving. I'm okay with you believing whatever you believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to deal with it.
Your belief in whatever your belief is stronger than the actual relationship? Because
I'm not talking about my belief.
Not Neek personally. I'm just saying a person in this position,
mm-hmm.
your belief that somebody is doing something, mm-hmm. if you believe that, I mean like really believe that, you think you should just be out.
No, I'm not talking about I believe that. No. Well, I mean, I know what he's saying. What I'm saying is when I say just do away with the relationship, I'm talking about the person on the other end. The person that is being accused. The person that is receiving.
They should just leave?
Yeah.
Why? Because see, that's where I think growth comes in at. Like, we can serve each other as growth. Now, we may not be together forever.
That's what I feel like growth is. Because I feel like when you start to become.
See.
Go ahead.
See, although I don't think it's our responsibility, I think it's partially our responsibility to aid in someone's growth. It's their thing, right, for them. Mm-hmm. They're growing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So even if past this relationship, you don't continue this, whatever mm-hmm. this behavior is that is detrimental to you.
Mm-hmm.
So through the personal growth, we need to be able to, they have to make themselves aware. We have to make them aware of what they're doing and talk through that to help them get to the growth part of it.
You can tell. Well, I'll say
I'm not saying tell and talk through. I think that's two different things. I think people take those two.
I'll say it from a woman's point of view, and only. Well, I wouldn't even say a woman. I'll say from my point of view because you know y'all bring women on here to be like, no, I would never. So, from my perspective,
that's a shot at somebody. I don't know who.
And every person that's been on this show.
Okay,
but I would say this because everybody always say like, well, from my know, they don't want to speak for women. Once you have an insecurity, it's hard to pull. It's hard to hear anything that other person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So
not impossible, just hard.
It's just hard.
Okay.
It's not impossible. It's not saying it can't be changed, but if I'm not doing the work, it doesn't matter what you tell me. Because I feel like in my head, I feel like it is what it is. And like I can't change it. If I feel some type of way about you putting your phone down, I'm always going to feel some type of way about you putting your phone down. Even when you say
can't change.
Even when you say, oh, it's nobody, it's just see, like it's not that big of a deal. Even when you prove it, I'm still gonna feel like just for the moment, you're proving it to me just for the moment, but it could be.
See, but I think in those moments we have to have the discussion about the deeper issue there. Because the phone is not the issue.
You can have that conversation. You can dig down in those deeper issues.
And discuss.
But realistically, you can discuss it. But realistically. I was talking over you, so I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm talking to you from a woman's point. We're not, because we have our friends that are telling us, girl, whatever. And we do not want to feel stupid in front of other people that we have already told our business to. But so it's going to be hard to.
What if you're looking stupid by believing what you believe? That's still stupid.
They don't. That's when you start lying to yourself.
Oh, okay, okay. That's when you lie to yourself. Okay,
that's when you start lying to yourself. Like, no, he loves me.
Okay, okay.
But right, no, please. Like it's really hard to deal with. So like a lot of women like today, not back in the days, but today, they feel like I'm gonna get you before you get me. So a lot of women just resort to cheating themselves. Or you put your phone down, I'm gonna put my phone down too.
But what if I don't care?
But see, then that's what I heard that feeling. He doesn't care about me.
I don't care what you do with your phone.
Look, he doesn't care about me. He doesn't care what I do. Yeah, he's like, too nonchalant for me.
Like that's...
What if I don't care?
Yeah, what if that ain't my trigger?
But and then she's gonna dig to find what's your trigger to bother you because you're doing something that's bothering her.
Is that something
and
weird?
You won't stop because
I didn't say he wouldn't stop, but it's just.
But like it's something as little as turning your phone down. That could just be something you do. Yeah, like, yeah. Without knowledge.
Sometimes you don't even look. You just put your phone
just
down.
Yeah, you're just putting your phone down, and it's bothering her. And it's like now I gotta like in my head make sure I'm always facing my phone up. That's too much.
No, I would just. Me personally, I would just say I'm not facing my phone up. My phone happens to be down, it just happens to be down.
Yeah.
But I won't try to put my phone down. Because if I'm not cheating, I don't care.
Yeah. But see, if she believes.
Like, I'm not going to start behaving like a cheater because you say I'm cheating or doing. Not even cheating. But see,
with a person, so with a person that feels like you are cheating, it doesn't matter if you. What the way you act, because right now the way you're acting to her is you're lying to me. So like you can't change that until she does the work to fix whatever is going on with her. You can't fix that. There is no conversation. There is no deep dive into her feelings that you can do to change that. She is always going to feel that until she's able to do the work and go get help. Mm-hmm. Because that's true. Like she had a traumatic experience with somebody.
But you don't have to. Somebody just cheated. Like that's not traumatic.
But it is traumatic. For
I don't
some
have
people.
Nothing to do with you.
But that like it's traumatic for a lot of people. So you can't say that it's not traumatic when a lot of people experience that and it's traumatic for them.
Okay. I don't understand the traumatic part
about being cheated on.
Yes, because somebody like. Let's say if a man was being cheated on for 3 years, but I only found out the last 2 months. I'm only responsible for the last 2 months. I'm not responsible for the last 3 years because I didn't know.
Yeah.
The moment I find out you're cheating, now I have a problem.
Yeah, now they
So I'm not going to go back and do revisionist history. When'd you meet? I'm just, you're going to run yourself crazy.
Yeah, and they do.
Yeah.
Then they're running themselves crazy. Then it starts to be when they're in the next relationship. How you met that guy.
That means you don't have closure from the other one.
Yeah.
You haven't done the work. You were just by yourself.
So
you
wasn't doing the drop work. The relationship. That's why I say
based
drop
upon
the,
your baggage.
Based on the baggage that you're bringing to me.
Well, everybody
I'm,
has some
I'm not telling the person.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the person that has the insecurity.
Tell
to
me the other person.
The other person. Because it's not your job to do the work. Like, you can have conversations.
Well, if you care about the person, I think it is a portion of you. It depends on.
That's why you hear women saying, well, I'm not going to say women. You hear men telling women, yeah, I made an appointment with that lady. Because, like.
What lady?
Oh, y'all ain't never heard that?
No.
Really?
I didn't make no appointment. No.
Like, sometimes, like, with.
What lady? Who is this lady?
And no one knows who the lady is.
I never heard this before. Okay, so this is new.
But, yeah, so, like, when. Women are at their have reached their point of like I can't do this no more. I'm leaving. I can't deal with your, you know, I guess your cheating or us arguing. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Some men will go and say, "Yeah, I made an appointment with that lady."
Who is the lady?
It's like therapy counselor.
A counselor.
Yeah, oh. Counselor.
I'm guessing so.
Yeah, that's like a counselor.
That's what I started.
Y'all making counselors millionaires because some of the stuff you don't have to go see a counselor.
You really don't.
Sometimes you could just stop.
Yeah,
I quit. You
really
won.
Yeah.
You got it. If I got to keep refreshing the browser to see what's new every day, come on. I can't do it. I don't have the strength.
But to that point, Neek, I just think that if the care is there and you feel like the relationship is worth it, that you do have to help the person through those insecurities. And you got to, and it might be, to have making some suggestions of things that could be done. And it could be, yes, I might have to be like CL said, be a little bit more conscious of making sure my phone face is up, because that's what makes
it
comfortable.
No, I'm not going to be conscious if it's up, it's just up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not making any changes. I'm going to be me, because
I'm
going to
make an adjustment. If I know that's not a trigger.
If I'm not cheating, I'm not making any adjustment. Adjustments.
But that's
so I guess the only time you're making adjustments when you cheat?
That's what she said.
That sounds like to me is what you said. Like, I don't know.
If I'm doing something inappropriate and I know that it's inappropriate and I know that it's deemed inappropriate, not so much as cheating, but it could be inappropriate.
Yeah.
Being in a relationship, then yes, I would make those adjustments. Okay. But like something as simple as put my phone facing up or down. No, however I lay, I'm not like, I just put my phone down.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel the need to go pick it up and touch my phone, make sure you can pay the bill.
So what would be the purpose? Because I understand what you're saying, but I'm not really sure what it means. I've heard this before.
What
does it mean if your phone is down?
Well, if somebody calls you and your phone is down, you can't see who's calling. So the person is with you can't see who's calling. Or if a text message pops up, you don't know who's texting or sees the text message because your phone is down.
Okay, but you just go into your settings and turn your notifications off. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah, most people do that.
You don't have to do. Turn like, if you go to cheat, be advanced at cheating. Like,
all this technology.
How to cheat.
Block the person that you're cheating with when you with your girl. Like, that just makes sense.
I had a guy do that.
That just doesn't make sense. Like, why would I just...
They go straight to voicemail. I'm like, what the hell? And then at a certain time, you're like, yeah, I be in a country, and I don't be having search service when I'm in a country.
But why would you... I don't understand why, if you're cheating, why do you have to be available for the person you're cheating with? You know I'm cheating. Unless they just both oblivious.
Yeah, like, well, I, no, well, say, I
think,
didn't know.
I think that, like, sometimes people... They don't want the world blown up, and the person they're cheating with sometimes knows the main business.
Well, is the other person getting cheated on if they didn't know you had somebody else?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Because I think we're in a relationship. I didn't know you had somebody else, so I'm not.
So I'm not, but the other person usually gets like the heat.
Okay.
Because like once you do find out about that other person, it's like, well, why you didn't leave? Because we were in a relationship. The hell are you talking about? Okay. Like, I'm just finding out about you, and I'm coming to you, letting you know about me.
Not woman to woman.
Yeah,
woman
to woman, because once you go to another woman by the man, like that's just low. Like, no, I just leave.
That's a drop. Okay.
Yeah, I just leave. I'm not cheating. I'm not doing all that. I don't feel like it. I'll just leave and go find me another one.
It's just baffling to me that men get caught cheating on iPads and phones and.
Women do too.
Well, I just know guys who cheat. I don't really know.
Well, I know a woman that got caught cheating on her iPad.
Okay, I don't really know any women who.
Her husband opened it up and all the text messages were there. All the pictures were there.
Pictures. Why would you have pictures?
Why are you taking pictures? No, pictures she take because it's connected to her iCloud.
I understand, but why are you taking any pictures?
Proof.
You trying to be in a relationship? Or you trying to cheat?
Yeah, she was in a full blown relationship.
See,
vacation,
that's the problem. You're not cheating. You're in a relationship. Cheating is a part time job. It's not full time. You're in a relationship.
I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah,
either.
That's a full time job.
Like cheating is not like when once somebody starts like actually actively being in a relationship with somebody, like doing like things that you would do if you was in a relationship with someone. Because cheating to me is just I went to your house. We bumped pelvises, and I went home.
Okay, that would probably be the easiest form of cheating.
Or I text you here and there.
Yeah,
but
that would probably be.
Yeah, but outside of that, like, I feel like that's cheating.
So that's where you think people go wrong when they're cheating is when they try to have a relationship with other
people. Yeah. And then now you want this person to disconnect. Well, I'm going to say you, not the middle person.
Definitely not me.
But the person.
Definitely not me. I'm not him.
But the person that, like, the other lady that's getting cheated on kind of starts getting mad at the other woman because she feels like, well, you know now, why don't you just leave? And it's like, no, why you won't leave? And so now they're in this bicker of back and forth.
But hold a second. Listen. The woman who is getting cheated on does have a
point.
She got a point.
But, I mean,
she
like.
She does have a point. Can you just stop? Now that you know, can you stop and let me see what we going to do? And then if we don't do nothing, she's yours.
Like,
but
nah,
can you
like,
please stop?
Like, we got a trip booked next year. We not stopping. You might want to stop. But like that's where it goes into the back and forth, because it's like y'all are all the same, you know, playing field now. Like,
who?
Why are you expecting me to leave and you ain't leaving?
That's
because if I'm here with you, if I leave, what makes you think he's not gonna go out and find another me?
That don't have nothing to do with you.
But
he'll be cheating with another person.
But he, at that point, he's not cheating on just like her. Yeah. He's cheating on me too.
Yeah, but just the person that's being cheated on is being cheated on. No, the person who is being cheated with is being cheated on also.
That's how I feel.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, if they're relationship stuff.
If they're doing relationship stuff,
yeah.
Both women are being cheated on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, because basically you're in a relationship with two women.
Okay.
And so the woman that, like, you know, maybe she met your mama. You know, she met his mama. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, well, I met his mom. So I met his brother. Like, you know, like, they started bickering back and forth because no one wants to leave. Shoot. I've came to a point where I was just like, you know what? When you with her, you with her. When you with me, but you gotta pay. It's not cheap over here.
It's so if he has the financial means,
he might swing it.
Hey, get your money out, fellas.
Yeah, you might.
Or ladies, get your money out.
You might be able to swing it if you can afford to do it.
Yeah, afford is.
Now I'm not saying anything will come. Like I ain't gonna say I'm not gonna be out here. Not looking for the next guy, but, you know.
Well, the conversation was so good, we had to go ahead and cut it in two. So that's the end of part one. We're going to go ahead and have part two for you on this Wednesday. So make sure that you go ahead and tap in to part two on Wednesday. Phoenix, CL, and myself, Yusuf in the building. Check y'all on Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Relationship Status. Remember, you can catch us on RelationshipStatusPodcast.com, iTunes, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Nobody Grinds Like Us, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you would like to join the conversation or leave us a dear nick, email us at relstatpodcast@gmail.com or call us at 843-310-8637. Follow us on Facebook at Relationship Status Podcast, on Instagram and Twitter at relstatpodcast. And don't forget to comment, share, 5-star rate, subscribe, and review.